This is the locker room. We talk about it, you talk about nothing new. Grab you a drink and get comfortable. Shooting shit cause we got nothing to do. My girl, she mad, she say, I only listen to locker room. I'd rather do that than listen to all of her moods. Mix it like alchemy, I know they doubted me. Pay me my hourly, I don't do salary. Take them out, I burn the calories. Never go nowhere where locker room's out of reach. Never was late cause I don't know how to be. Come check to Mitch cause he got the fix. And this is too easy, come run it up with Dimitri. We talking sports in the other, you might as well call the stuff teaching. They be beneath me, couldn't catch up. We keep it PG, never slip up. You couldn't reach me, turning this up. From here down to Fiji, they know what's up. Since we got game, we figure we give it out. Stay for a bit, this ain't no in and out. Lot of things happening, this where we thinning out. I like to stand, but it's cool if you sitting down. Listen now, tell them to keep it down. I'm in position now, tell them it's time for the business now. You had your time, but it isn't now. Locker room's talking, I need you to zip it now.
Georgie. Always the first one in, George. Always the first one in. It's too bad Dimitri doesn't care about this as much as you do. It breaks my heart. Oh, speak of the devil. What's up,
buddy?
Pusher malaka.
I might have been kind of a conversation with South Carolina George, where I was just doing the talking and he was listening. And we were saying things about you.
Oh, yeah. So you were doing the talking and you're kind of like the show. Yeah. That's amazing. What's happening in South Carolina, George? How are you, buddy? So I logged on and the live show wasn't there. So I had to come back in. I want the record to state that I was a minute early.
Hey, you know what? I had to write the intro because the thing won't let you get to the next screen or won't let you log in unless you write an intro. So.
Son of a gun. Hey, see, you know what? We're learning at all times, Mitch. We're learning at all times.
And look at that.
Yeah, South Carolina. You know South Carolina, George? Thank you. He is corroborating. Corn on the cobberate.
Yeah, that's what exactly.
Hanging with Mr. Cooperate. Speaking of hanging, Mr. Cooper, can we just touch on something? TGIF, Friday. Yeah. How about that star-studded lineup back in the day, right? Family Matters, Boy Meets World, you name it.
You know what? They were all great. And, in our adolescent life, that was our Friday night, right? You're at school. You're like, what are you guys up to tonight? And everyone's like, I don't know. And then you're like, I'm going to watch a little TGIF. And everyone's like, that's the way to do it. And then you reconvene on Monday and you talk about it, right? A little Suzanne Summers on Step by Step. You know, you always have to get back and talk about that stuff.
Suzanne Summers, she was amazing. You know, you date back, right? She was on Three's Company. You remember that, hey?
Of course, man. Cindy, buddy, of course.
It's Three's Company, Step by Step, Thigh Master. Is there anything she hasn't done? I don't know.
Well, based on what's happening, and let's get the podcast started.
Episode 56
in the ready. Let's get going.
It's in the ready. Look, before we get going, because I just saw Superfan Ryan just entered the show. Superfan Ryan, I saw your message. I'm not ignoring you. We are going to get to it. Just give me some time, baby. I apologize.
Gentlemen, the wrestling roundup is going to be right after the NHL talk. If you guys want to jump in, we're going to probably give about 3 to 5 minutes on it, and we'll quickly talk about it because last week it was a hit. It was a hit, Dimitri. It was a hit.
The people loved it.
The people did.
The people love it. You know what? Even Taylor, the Pittsburgh Taylor, she even said, she's like, look, you know what? I'm not a huge fan of wrestling. I don't really know wrestling, but I listened to it.
Yeah.
So that was big. That was big.
That's why we love the Taylor here. We love the Taylor. And hey, Taylor, congratulations on Ben signing one more year. Congrats on that.
Look, speaking of one more year, we got one more episode. Mitch, you alluded to it. Let's just get it out of the way, all the channels and everything. Look, it's episode 156. Remember, if you're trying to follow this thing on social media, on Instagram and Twitter, it's RLRT Podcast. If it's Facebook and YouTube, just search up Real Locker Room Talk. And don't forget, listen, love, share, stream, whatever it is that you got to do. But on Podbean, Spotify, and iTunes, that's how you can find this podcast. But of course, there's that other added bonus. And P.S. Mitch, great post today. But every Wednesday at 9:30 p.m. Mountain Time, we are live on the show. You're able to call in. We have an amazing chat group going on. And it's really fun. So I encourage you guys to, try it once, right? I mean, everyone's got to try it once. You know what I mean? We're just asking you to get a hold of the tip here. We're not saying to do the whole thing. Every Wednesday, 9:30 p.m. Mountain Time, get interactive, get fun. But we got a lot to talk about today. And like I say, we're trying to keep that, keep the show within good confines. So Mitch, with that, what do you got?
Well, I wanted to start off on a small little rant. You started with the TGIF. I got to say, over the last couple of weeks, me and you, we talk about stuff. We have the other podcast we do as Manthropology for Agape Greek Radio and all that fun stuff. But cancel culture has struck again. This time, Pepe Le Pew. Down goes Pepe Le Pew. He's gone. He's been kicked.
What?
Space Jam 2. Yeah, man. He had a small little, cameo position in Space Jam 2. The cancel culture people found out about it and said, hey, he's a little too aggressive. He's a little too aggressive with the ladies. Pepe, you're gone. And you know what? Can I say something? I might actually slightly agree, because I always did say to myself, he was that buddy that gets drunk at the bars and kind of is a little grabby. He is a little grabby. And so for once, I actually have to agree with the cancel culture and say, maybe you got this one right. Maybe.
Yeah. He did lay it on thick, right? Like he would try to cut her off at the pass. And look, I get it. Everyone needs affection. But Pepe Le Pew, maybe a little too thick for 2021. You know what I mean? Maybe ever, but I'm just saying in 2021, I think people finally had enough. You know, I got to tell you, Looney Tunes, let's call it what it is, Disney and whatnot, they've really been offside since the turn of the 9th or the 20th century, Mitch. Like, you watch a Looney Tunes cartoon from like 1921, I mean, Pepe Le Pew is nothing. I mean, it's nothing. So probably the right move. But they got him, eh? They got to the Looney Tunes. They did it.
If you haven't figured it out, you probably now will understand what Maga Malaka is going to be all about. You'll see when we get there. It'll be a fun one. I think you guys will enjoy. From there, let's get over to Quick Pick 6. It's another Would You Rather. Are you ready, my friend?
Oh, I'm ready. Okay, I like these. Last one was fantastic, by the way.
All right. It is sports-oriented, so let's get into it. Would you rather be ripped apart by Bobby Knight, former Indiana coach, or John Tortorella, Columbus coach?
I got to say Tortorella.
Fair enough. Block a shot by Zdeno Chara or Al MacInnis?
The MacInnis.
Would you try to stop a breakaway by Jonathan Toews or TJ Yoshi?
Toews.
Do you remember back in the Olympics, those two were just back and forth? It was just, and the both teams just said, okay, let them both go.
No
other shooters, just you two. Go at it. It was kind of like the slam dunk competition in the NBA. It was kind of like that, wasn't it?
That's true. Yeah, except, not a net or a ball. Actually, it was nothing like that. But hey, I digress.
Hey, fair enough. Would you rather try to block Aaron Donald or J.J. Watt?
At this point, J.J. Watt.
Good point. Very good. Would you rather stand in the batter's box and take a 99-mile-an-hour fastball by Randy Johnson or a knuckleball by R.A. Dickey?
Oh, I'll take the knuckleball from anyone. Yeah, it's a slower pitch, Mitch.
It is. And a lot of people would say, I'd rather take that. But here's the thing. You look more silly when the ball's coming at like 60, 70 miles an hour and you can't get a grasp of it and it goes by you. At 99, you're like, hey, good luck. Good luck to anybody.
Oh, I thought you meant like, which one would you rather get beamed by?
No. Like,
you're
in the batter's box. Which one?
Oh, okay. Just in the – give me the fastball. Are you crazy? If I hit that sucker, I'm a legend.
You're a legend. Exactly. Bravo. Perfect. Last one. Would you rather steel chair to the back or exploding barbed wire?
AEW exploding barbed wire or conventional barbed wire?
You know what? Good point. Touché, my friend.
Because other, you know, because you know, either way, the chair in the back, because you're coming out looking like a MAGA. Yeah, so, but I'm sure we'll get to that, won't we, Mitch?
We will. I just want to say I saw the highlights of that last part of the fight, and man, that was everything else was going perfect. It's and then all of a sudden. It's like literally the sparkler went off at your kid's birthday party. That's as big of an explosion as it was. That was
Mitch,
kind of funny.
Mitch, it was so bad. I mean, this thing lacked worse finish than me and you on a Friday night at 10:30, if you know what I mean. Like, it just lacked finish. But look, this podcast is not going to lack finish, Mitch, because I know we're talking about the NHL today, if I'm correct. I know we're talking about the NBA and the All-Star game. I have a feeling you're never done with the NFL. Am I right?
It's so true. You know me.
Yeah, that's what I figured. You mentioned Maga Malaka, but tell the roster, are we doing rapid banter? Is it happening?
Absolutely rapid banter, and we just did the quick pick six, so let's get right into it. I talked about sparklers. Let's talk about, you know what? They did it to themselves. Let's talk about the local team. The Calgary Flames last week said, hey, Jeff Ward, how you doing? You did a great job last year coming in kind of last minute, blah, 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 but we got a little something. Yay. The kids aren't listening, Jeff. They're not listening. We need somebody to come back and maybe get them to listen. And so what does Treliving do? He goes into his bag of tricks and says, all right, he must have been listening to RLRT. He must have been listening to South Carolina George, to yourself, to Superfan Ryan, to everybody, and say, this team is lacking leadership. So he looks into the dressing room and says, you know what? Well, that's not in the dressing room, so how am I going to get that leadership? What does he do? Jeff, you're gone. Daryl, how you doing? How about you come back? I know you're on the ranch over in Viking, or you're down in LA, wherever you were. Come on back. We need you. Dimitri, your thoughts on the Calgary Flames firing Mr. Jeff Ward and bringing back Daryl Sutter?
Look, I gotta say, I thought RLRT was the only people getting rid of Jeffs around here, but apparently I was absolutely wrong. Just kidding, Jeff. We love you. We love you. But hey, it's pandemic. I don't know what to tell you. No, I loved it. I absolutely loved it. So I loved it more so because anyone who's heard us for the longest time, or you know, myself, I can't stand when people go backwards, right? Make backwards moves and you know, just really, really keep the past alive when they shouldn't. But this is a different exception, right? The Calgary Flames have been bitching for the longest time about their goaltending. Goaltending's been a problem. Elliott, he's got to go. Smith, he's got to go. This one's got to go. We've never had anyone formidable since Kiprusoff. Okay, well, that's out of the bag because we know Markstrom's playing lights out for them. Number two, and it's a players. They're a victim of bad trades. Well, no, can't be bad trades. I mean, this is a team that finished near first in the conference a few years ago, and we're lighting it up. So, no, can't be them. Can't be the players. Can't be the players anymore. Now they made good trades. They have a deal. So, oh, wait, it's got to be the coach and coach after coach after coach. Well, no, enough is enough now. So goalie's not a problem. The players need to take some accountability. And finally, they got someone that you know is going to come in and whip people into shape. This guy's John Tortorella, with the only exception is he's not as vocal in the media. This guy's going to whip him into shape. This guy is the right person for the job to start holding some players seriously accountable. You're talking to a guy who took a 2004 Calgary Flames team that, in my opinion, had no business being in the Stanley Cup final, and they almost pulled it off. And if you ask some people, they actually did pull it off. That's a different discussion, just to get South Carolina George hot right now. The second thing is we just said they never had a good goalie since Kiprusoff. Well, let's go back to that common denominator. Who else is the coach? So here's a guy who's won in LA, almost won in Calgary. You have people that aren't taking accountability. Mitch, you've been preaching it forever. South Carolina George, you've been preaching it forever. And I know Superfan Ryan, the same thing, like so many people in the roster. So they finally got a guy who will outline the real problems on this team, because I know that he's not the problem. Let me tell you something, Johnny Gaudreau, if you were ever on notice before, you are on notice now, because one thing that is not going to fly is playing defense, playing gritty, and playing a real system. So I'm just saying, I think he's on notice, Mitch.
So I just took a big swig as you went on your awesome rant there, and well said, by the way. But here's my thing, okay? I love Daryl Sutter. I'm of the age of that's the way you coach. You got to be hardcore. You got to just say it as we call it at work, radical candor. You must like basically Ooh. Just say what you want and not take it offensively. But here's the problem. Not so much of bringing Daryl back. Is it really going to do anything? And I'm under, so first practice in, the guy bag skates the team. Yes, I think every single person in Calgary or any Flame fan across the world said, yes, that's exactly what they should be, that should have been done and all that. But here's the one little issue I have. We are talking about a team. Let's go back to Daryl. Daryl, 2004, that Stanley Cup run happened. 2004, you guys. We're talking about 17 years ago. Okay, it was fun. Calgary was on fire. It was great. And for those that weren't here, trust me when I tell you, it was electric. It was great. But that was 17 years ago. The NHL, the players, the whole thing has changed. Now, since then, Daryl went to LA. He kicked some ass, but he also had some great players down in LA and he won 2 Stanley Cups. I don't mind him coming to Calgary as an evaluator. I don't mind him being the head coach this year. I would love to maybe see him as kind of like the Brian Burke situation, be the hockey operations guy or the president of hockey operations or whatever that title is, to stick around and scare the crap out of all those kids and players around. But to be the head coach and to coach the way we know he coaches, it's not going to work. It's not going to work, you guys. I'm telling you, I want it to work. I really do. And it may change the atmosphere slightly around. But I don't think it's going to work the way we all are hoping and we all think it's going to. Because the new NHL player is not about that whole radical candor, as I say. They're all about get me my Armani suits and I'm going to play this. Guys, let's go back to just a couple of weeks ago. There was a player on Dubois from the Columbus Blue Jackets that literally got on the ice, kicked the puck down the ice and went back to the bench. Yeah, and then he got traded. That is what the new NHL is about to some degree. Don't get me wrong. There's some amazing talent. There's some great, gritty players out there. But if you guys think that Daryl Sutter is going to come in and just change every single player on that team around, it's not going to happen. So well, I'm down with the change, but I would rather see him at a higher level position going, and he creates his own team, but not as a coach, I don't think.
Yeah, well, but hold on a second, Mitch. I think you're answering your question and maybe missing the point. You're right in the sense that he's not going to come in and change everyone around, but that is the point. He doesn't need to change everyone around. He is a guy that can go in and understand what needs to be done with a group of softies, okay, that have the talent but can't perform. That team is a mismatch from top to bottom. And as a Flames fan, how can you sit here and watch a guy like Johnny Gaudreau and Sean Monahan, your supposed 1-2 punch, be the biggest duds, especially when it comes to the games that matter? Superfan Ryan, you just alluded to a guy like Tkachuk's got to be the captain. Yes, I agree. But I also agree with what South Carolina George just said, that they all got to earn it. The fact is, Mitch, is he's not coming to change everyone. He's only coming to change the people that need changing, because guess what? Those ones that they identify, they're out. This is I think Treliving's last stop.
Oh, I couldn't agree more. If this doesn't work, they're both gone. I mean,
then they're both gone, right? Yeah, but Sutter's not gonna be in there long term, right? It's gonna go in, shift it up, and then I think, like you said, do a Burke thing and pass the reins and maybe stay on as a consultant. And I mean, they can't put him in management, that's for sure. We saw how that panned out. But what I am saying is, yeah, they need to get someone that knows how to fix the problem. And but yeah, Treliving, like, if this doesn't work, then you're out. Then unfortunately, that's just the nature of the business. He's out of options and he's gonna have to go.
You know what, I couldn't agree more. But I we've said it kind of from the beginning of this, especially this NHL season, it disappoints me to see that these, because I thought Jeff Ward, you know, with all due purpose, the guy didn't want to be the head coach. The guy was happy, I think, as the assistant. You know, unforeseen circumstances made him the head coach. He comes in and they end up doing okay last year. I mean, we won, you know, the fluffer playoff series, whatever that's called, at the beginning last year. And then we get trounced in the second round. But the point is, I go back to it. I think what you're trying to get at is, that Daryl's really here not to coach the whole team. You're, from what I'm understanding, he's here to be, to basically get Monahan and Gaudreau especially in shape. It sounds like we hired one guy to get our two best players in order. No.
They hired one guy that has a proven track record who's going to sit here and just get the team in shape, because it's a bunch of guys that are underperforming. And finally, the Flames are realizing that it's on the player's side that this team can't deliver. It's not the goalie. It's not the this. It's not the that. These players need to be held accountable. If you're saying that he's coming in just for two guys, no. What I'm saying is these are the top two guys on the team. Okay, but the team is broken. There's a lot of talent on this team and they're not producing, but they're not playing tough enough, Mitch. When you get manhandled by the Colorado Avalanche, I'm sorry, I get it's a good team, but when you're getting manhandled by them, that's a problem.
Mm-hmm. No, I'm all over the idea of bringing him. I like the idea of his
Am I yelling? Was I yelling? You I felt that was yelling. Yelling. I'm not gonna lie. I felt you put words in my mouth, and it hurt.
No, I'm asking. I asked a question.
See, there you now. You're yelling, and
I'm not yelling. This is my calm voice. All I'm gonna say is this. I agree with. It sounds like you Superfan Ryan Superfan Ryan and South Carolina George. You guys are all on the same team, and I agree with it. I want this to work, you guys. I for God's sakes, I picked Calgary to be the number one seed in the North this year. Okay. I feel like the talent's there. If Daryl gets them to where I need, I will be back in a couple of months going, see, I told you Daryl was the answer. But the reality is I just don't think this type of hockey is being played anymore. I'm sorry, you guys. I want it to be. I love this kind of hockey. I love the 2004 run. I like that gritty, tough style. I love it. I literally do. But I just don't think that it's going to work in today's NHL. I'm sorry. That's the way I look at it. That's the way I see it. From there, let's go to the other little news that came up. This just in, Buffalo sucks. A recent NHL.com article said they talked to Taylor Hall and he quote unquote says, I'm open to anything. What happened? I know we talk about Taylor Hall a little too much on this podcast, but seriously, it just baffles me. Is Taylor Hall the new James Neal of the NHL? Like, this is crazy. Is he going to play for every team? Him and James Neal should do just a tour around the NHL. This is unbelievable.
It is unbelievable, but hey, you know what? Remember we talked about it? This is kind of his last stop until he becomes that guy. Well, he just told everyone that he's that guy. He should be open to anything, because anything is all he can hope for, I think, Mitch.
Yeah, and with that being said, just disappointing to see a guy that had so much talent, won the heart, and then literally 2 years, 3 years in a row later, the guy's like a nothing, like a, he just can't seem to get it together. It just baffles me sideways. On the good news, let's talk a little bit about Patrick Kane for a quick second.
Were you reading my notes?
He plays his 1,000th game. This guy's the best. Is he the best USA hockey player you've ever seen? Guy born in the States, is Patrick Kane the best?
You mean to tell me you ever put Patrick Kane in the same league as a Mike Modano? Shame on you, Mitch.
More Joe Mullen, really, actually, to be honest.
What about the Nieuwendyk?
Nieuwendyk's good.
The Brett Hull.
I like the Brett.
I'm just saying.
So what you're telling me is you're loving the Patrick Kane. You know what I like?
Love the Patrick Kane.
he's the smaller of the two superstars on the Blackhawks. He scores the moolah, and he still got the hands years later.
All jokes aside, Mitch, I think by the end of the career, the argument will be there, and maybe he will be that guy. There's no question he's the most talented. All jokes aside, I would say that. Yeah.
No, easily a U.S. born player. There is no question. Okay, quick question. Who is better, Jonathan or Patrick?
Oh, Patrick by a mile.
Really?
Yeah, he's a better player. Yeah.
Better player.
Yeah, of course. Yeah.
All right. I see who's Judas here on the podcast. Okay, last one. trade rumors are flourishing because trade deadlines in a couple of weeks. Bruins, Subban. Thoughts?
Yeah, that would help. I think that would be a good one. That would, but who do they give up? What do they have?
See, this is the thing. The Bruins are playing above their head. They're playing great hockey right now. Did they make the RLRT top five power ranking? You'll find it in a few seconds. But the point is, they're playing really well. You know me, man. Don't play with the chemistry. But in a couple of weeks, we'll see. We'll see. I like the idea. But isn't Subban a little too overrated, though? Slightly? Come on.
I do think he's overrated. Yeah. Short answer is yes. I don't think he's the number one guy that people think he is. However, he's a pretty darn good defenseman.
All right. You know what? I think they just missed the big shot from the point, so they're trying to replace it. You know, 7-footer to Subban. Yeah, it makes sense.
Not bad.
Yeah. All right. From there, let's go to everyone's favorite part of the NHL segment. It's the RLRT NHL Power Rankings. Here we go. Let's talk about the Creepers. Let's talk about the Creepers looking in. Who's looking in this week? Well, there's two teams. One is from St. Louis. Yes, St. Louis is looking in, and the other team with the Golden Buckets. It's the Las Vegas Golden Knights. 33 points, didn't get you in this week, gentlemen. Maybe better luck next time. We'll see. Dimitri starting at number five. It's a team that wasn't on the list last week, but sure made the leap this week. And I'll tell you why. It took one guy. His name is Brazel. One of the most beautiful goals I've ever seen. New York Islanders at number five. Thoughts?
You know what? I'm surprised you don't have them higher, Mitch. And I'm curious. Like, if you don't have St. Louis or Las Vegas inside this top five, I'm curious.
Don't be too curious. And you know what? The Islanders, I probably should have put them at fourth, but I left them at five because they weren't on last week. Six-game winning streak. Looking good, gentlemen. Keep it up.
By the way, that goal, yes, South Carolina, George, it was ridiculous. In-game play. Like, ridiculous.
Unbelievable. Beautiful. From there, who's at number four? It's the team that last week was at number five. It's you, Winnipeg Jets. Congratulations. Moving up to number four. You know what? Slow and steady. Just like I like my airplane rides. Slow, steady, and easy. I don't want the up and downs. I don't need the up and downs, Dimitri. I like one thing. Slow and steady.
Slow and steady wins the race.
That's it. At number three, this is unprecedented. I couldn't decide, so I made it a tie. This central division is getting crazy. So at number three, it's the Carolina Hurricanes and the Florida Panthers, tied in our hearts, tied in the central division, and tied at number three at the RLRT Power Rankings.
I think I like.
So who's at number two? Has there been a change at number one? Technically, by record standards, there should have been. But of course I didn't do it. Hey, Tampa Bay, suck it. You're staying at number two. Tampa Bay Lightning stays at number two, moves up one in the power ranking. Congratulations, at least on that move. But Tampa Bay stays at number two.
That is crazy. That is crazy, Mitch. You don't want to give it to him. But again, I know why, because you probably got, you know what? You tell him, Mitch. Who's number one?
Listen, for the fifth, unprecedented week. This is just unprecedented.
Record breaking.
It's the center of the world. It's the Toronto Maple Leafs. They're not playing their great hockey. They're on a 3-game losing streak, but that's how amazing they are. That's why they're number one. Even with a 3-game losing streak, they're number one in the league. Congratulations, Toronto Maple Leafs.
It's hard to argue. They are on fire. They're top of that division in the North. You know, are they just the Jon Snows? Are they the Toronto Jon Snows? Is that what they are? They're just the Kings of the North? Is that what it is?
I will say this. For all those Tampa Bay lovers out there and anyone that's listening, if Toronto keeps playing the way they are, I may have no choice, but I'm just going to leave it there. I may have to. Don't make me do it, Toronto. Don't make me do it. I don't want to do it.
Look, remember, you know, the tie always goes to the house. And in all fairness, Toronto has been number one for how long? And Tampa Bay has just tied them in points, right? So that might change next week. I still will say this. I've never disagreed with you on a top five, but I'm going to do it, Mitch. I just don't see how you still have the Winnipeg Jets in there. Mm-hmm. When a team like, I think the Islanders should have been fourth. And I'm looking here and I'm wondering, why didn't you put the Edmonton Oilers?
why? The reason why?
Why not why not the Pittsburgh Penguins?
Listen, all of them were there. The Penguins. Come on now. Hey. Don't become a homer. Well, the Oilers though were on my list. They were looking, but
these are both. These are the next two hottest. What about the Washington Capitals?
This is
7-2-1 in the last 10.
It's not all about that. What it's about is how I feel that day, that moment I put this together. That's all this is about.
Oh, so this is a you thing again.
Listen. I've told you once. I told you twice. Today we talked earlier. You call me. You give me some gossip, which, by the way, fantastic. However, you could have said, hey, instead of the gossip, let's talk about the power rankings, but you'd rather talk about the gossip.
So I think the gossip had the power. I think the gossip had the power ranking, my friend.
True. That should be number one on our list. From there, we go to the RLRD top five impotent list. Let's start at the bottom and move our way to the top. We'll start with the creepers. They're looking in. Well, it's the Dallas Stars and our local boys here. They just got the coaching change. Hopefully they stop looking in and get their heads into the right place. It's the Calgary Flames. Thoughts on the creepers real quick.
Yeah, and you know what? I would say, depending how the top five goes, I'm curious because I think they should be in the impotent five. But, you know, I digress. I'll hear the list before I pass judgment.
Please.
Can we just solidify the Buffalo's number one? Is that
why do you always have to jump the gun? All right, at number five it's the Senators, four is the Sharks, three are the Devils, two are the Red Wings, they're back, and yes, at number one it's the Buffalo Sabres. Ladies and gentlemen, this team cannot just get out of it. They're on an 8-game losing streak. Their top player is telling them, I'll go anywhere. You guys need me on the Red Deer Rebels? I'll go there. Where do you need me to go? I'll go. It's getting a little ridiculous out in Buffalo. Too bad, because, hey, Dimitri had you high on the list. I had the Flames high on the list. You guys are embarrassing us. This is what's bothering me about the whole thing.
It is. It's honestly looking at the son or daughter that just didn't pan out. It's an embarrassment. You're stuck with it. You have to ride it out till the end. But you don't have to like it.
You know what? George comes up with, you guys need to have the impotent list sponsored by Blue Chew. It's so true. You know what? Write that down that we got to call good old Viagra and see what they're up to and see if they'll throw a couple of bucks towards this podcast.
The old Blue Chew.
All right. From there, gentlemen, if you guys want to chime in, we're going to go to the wrestling roundup because, hey, I got a few minutes. I got to say something. This weekend was a big pay-per-view. The AEW put on the Revolution. They made a big hype. We have the biggest signing. We did this. Now, listen, there were some good fights. I just saw the highlights and stuff like that. To say I paid for the pay-per-view, I think we all know. I'm not going to do that. So I watched that. I watched most of the fights. They were all really good, very exciting. One thing I'll say about AEW, their women's division sucks. Like, it is horrible, like beyond horrible. Oh, here, George. So it's horrible. Gentlemen, welcome. Nice to have you both on. How are you guys?
Hey, doing good.
Excellent. George, how are you?
Gentlemen, super fan Ryan, Dimitri, a pleasure to be on, boys. I have arrived.
Excellent. Gentlemen,
nice. I'm happy to have you, boys.
I was just going on a small rant about how the Revolution this weekend was decent. It was good. Their women division needs a lot of help. But guys, let's talk about the big thrill. I have to give them props on the big marketing they did, saying they had a huge signing. They had the wrestling world in up and down, trying to figure out who is it. Some people even said it might have been Brock Lesnar. And then the fireworks go off. It's Christian Cage. Is anyone else as disappointed as I am about this?
I disagree, Mitch. I was super excited. Are you kidding? I'm officially one of the peeps.
Why? Super fan Ryan?
You know what? I think, like, I love the outwork gimmick. I think he will outwork a lot of wrestlers. I think he still has a lot left in him.
George, thoughts on it?
The only peep I have is in my pants. I wasn't very impressed.
Ooh.
Neither were the pants, George. Neither were the pants.
The only reason that I was a little disappointed in it is because they're starting to copy the WWE even more now. So they bring Edge in, they make him WrestleMania worthy, and now you bring in Christian to be your big type. I mean, that's the way I viewed it. So I don't know. Maybe I'm wrong, but that's the only thing. And then when you say it's the biggest signing ever, Big Show, I expect the biggest sign. Like, I did expect a Brock Lesnar. I did expect something else.
Overhyped. Yeah, it was overhyped. It was overhyped, straight up. Like it, you know what? Full disclosure, I'm a huge, huge AEW fan. I've loved a lot of what they did. But listen, guys, when they screw up, I'm going to point it out. WWF has overtyped stuff 1,000 times. AEW did it this time. I was hearing it might be Kurt Angle. I actually would have preferred if it would have been Kurt Angle. But no, I mean, nothing against Christian. He's not terrible. But it's like you said, Mitch, when you build it up to be this like Hall of Famer and like you build it up so much and then it's him, like, come on, you know, sorry.
They still got to sell the tickets, though. They still got to sell the pay-per-view. And I mean, I disagree, George, because Kurt Angle can't move his neck, right? Like, he actually, like, will die with a broken freaking neck, right? So
he will.
So he will. Need someone. Yeah, like, you need, like, at least this guy can still be sharp in the game. I agree. I was actually expecting Batista. I know those rumors were going, but I'll agree with Mitch on the sense that I was expecting a bigger name. It was a little anticlimactic. I know, you know, Superfan Ryan and I were chatting because I cannot admit on the show what I was watching instead, but let's just say it involves Oprah, Prince Harry, and Meghan Markle, and just to name a few players. But I gotta say that, you know, that was probably a better triple threat match than a couple of the matches. I joke, I saw it overall, I liked it. Superfan Ryan, why don't you chime off? What you think of the pay-per-view?
Okay, well, I mean, maybe we should address the elephant in the room with that exploding ring.
Yeah.
Man, that was really bad. I don't know if you guys saw, like, I don't know if you saw Dynamite tonight. They addressed it. They did okay with it. What I would have done, I would have started the show and you have like all these like movie highlights of like buildings exploding, right? Then you like show fans running out of the building, like, you know, like, just make it so ridiculous and so funny, and you have the heels come out and play it up, and I think they could have done that a little bit better, but they did okay how they addressed it tonight, so.
Fair enough. And George, what did you think of the pay-per-view as a whole?
Okay, so there's two parts to it. As a whole, I really enjoyed the pay-per-view. I thought the opening match with Young Bucks versus Jericho and MJF was a fantastic opener, just an incredible match. As much as I'm not a fan of these quote-unquote cinematic matches, I thought the Sting Darby Allin one versus Team Taz was the best one, of the best cinematic match done to this date by any company. Thought it was
definitely.
I thought it was shot incredibly. Like, honestly, it reminded me of like Fast and the Furious meets like the Avengers. Like, it was incredible. Oh. I thought everybody involved got elevated. And I'm telling you, when I say I don't like these matches, like that, the Bray Wyatt John Cena one, I hated it. And even the Undertaker one, which like was okay with AJ Styles, wasn't like, I was like, okay. But I don't know. I loved this one. I thought it was really, really well done. Really well done. And
it was, yeah.
I thought the match quality overall was like, was very good for the whole pay-per-view. Here's the thing. I am supremely upset because, yes, that ending was a dud, and that was very, like, that's easily the most embarrassing moment of AEW history. I mean, it's just a bad look. It is. But here's the thing. What pisses me off, guys, is that the match they actually had, Moxley and Omega, was, and I, you're talking to the biggest ECW fan alive. And FMW, the Japan, I watched all that stuff as a kid. That was far and away the best exploding barbed wire death match I've seen in terms of psychology, in terms of what they were doing in the ring, in terms of the moves they were doing, in terms of the story they were telling. It was excellent. And you know what it reminds me of? It's funny we brought up Game of Thrones in the chat, Ryan, which is why I laughed. I think this was brilliant because you set me up. This was Game of Thrones with that ending. It was like Game of Thrones for seven seasons was incredible. And then they took that dump, they took a crap right in our mouths and made us swallow it with that garbage ending. And bottom line, guys, they should have been prepared. I guess behind it, what happened was two things happened. The match ended like 4 minutes early. Why, I don't know. And then the explosives weren't rigged properly. That's what I've heard actually happened, if we want to hit kayfabe here. And Kenny Omega... Yeah. It legitimately was furious backstage about how it ended. But like now anybody's, you talk about this fantastic match they had and all anyone's ever going to talk about is that ending. And
so are you saying that the ring was Bran the Broken?
It was Brand of Broken, yes. And it should have been
100%.
And we all know the true King of the North should have been Jon Snow.
Nice. So wait, does that mean that then Eddie Kingston was Hodor?
He was Hodor. Hold the door. Guys,
hold
they
the bomb. Hold the bomb.
They did a decent job skirting it on Dynamite, whatever. If I'm AEW now, they've addressed it. Forget about it. It's there. We're going to be able to watch it on YouTube forever on WrestleBotch. It is what it is. But they cannot afford. Like, you can't make a mistake like that again. That's just a bad mistake all around. That can't happen.
Yeah, definitely.
Awesome. Gentlemen, we love your insight. Thank you very much. That was the wrestling roundup. I'll drop you guys for a quick sec. We're going to talk quickly NBA. Then we got a little NFL.
Thanks, guys.
And the rest of it, guys. Awesome.
No, thank you, guys.
Gentlemen.
Talk to you soon, guys.
Peace out, boys.
I love it. So, Mitch, maybe this is a faux pas, but now that they're South Carolina, Georgia's out of the chat here, I'm going to say I didn't mind the ending to Game of Thrones, but let's move on.
Well played, sir. From there, let's go over to the hard court since that's what it's all about on Sunday. On top of the pay-per-view, there was the All-Star game. You know what? I got to admit, I don't really watch it anymore. I just... The NBA has lost me on that side of it. It is the most entertaining of the All-Star games. I'll give them that. However, I kind of got drawn back slightly just because I wanted to see what they were up to. So they did the three-point competition at the beginning. They played the game, and then they did at halftime the slam dunk competition. Steph Curry ends up winning it. Team LeBron ends up winning it. But here's the big thing. You got Lillard, who got 32 points. You got Steph Curry, who ripped it up with 28. But it's Giannis. Giannis went 16 for 16, 100%, ends up being the MVP, and everyone's mad about it. Dimitri, are you mad that Giannis became the MVP for the All-Star game?
Let me tell you something. Anyone who's mad that Giannis became the MVP of the All-Star game in true Greek fashion is a malaka, Mitch. Look, this guy was... You know what? Let me backtrack because I actually agree with what you said. I always like the NBA All-Star weekend because I like the skills competition. I like the three-point shot. I like seeing the dunk. I just think, you know, for the sport that it is, and hockey has a bit of it too, but NBA is iconic, right? You really want to see who has the best dunk and that three-point shot and so on. You know, the little relay race that they do, I could care less, but whatever. It's a nice little mix. But the game, I would always tune out because I could care less. And like you, I was drawn into this game because they finally did it in like draft pick style. And I thought that was really cool.
I love that stuff.
Right. And I think they got to do that moving forward. And dare I say, and maybe because it's just hype right now, it has nothing to do with Giannis being the MVP, but it has everything to do with, I actually think this is the best All-Star game that I've seen. I also like the fact that you have to reach 170 points. The fans get a lot of game out of this, right? Instead of just the court. Like, it was just designed very well. Going back to what you're saying with the MVP with Giannis, I mean, let's call what it is. The guy shot 100%, okay? 100%. It's like a boxer that has not lost.
Yeah.
How do you deny it? Okay, that is so difficult to do that I actually cannot remember when that has ever been done. Oh, wait a sec. Never. Number two, the way he was playing on the court, he was everywhere and everywhere. I mean, he was everywhere and anywhere. The only other person that I could see where you could say maybe this, or maybe was Steph Curry. But Steph Curry is also a guy where the announcers give him a lot of press too. Okay, so right decision, justifiably so. Good for him. It was awesome.
Yeah, I agree 100%. I mean, Steph put up a great game. So did Lillard. You know, it's not – is it Giannis' fault that he's like basically 7 feet and then he can dunk and shoot from anywhere on the court? No, that's not his fault. It's because he's Greek. Done. From there, we go over to the Brooklyn Nets. Look, does Brooklyn think that the NBA season ends like forever at the end of the season? Because they are trying to accumulate their own All-Star team. So you got James Harden, you got Kyrie, you got Kevin Durant, and then they go out and get a guy that for years won the dunk competition, Blake Griffin. Your thoughts on Blake Griffin joining the Brooklyn Nets?
You know what? I don't even know if that's really going to help them too much. I think he's been a non-factor for quite a few years, and I think he'll continue to be a non-factor, my opinion.
Couldn't agree more, partner. From there, let's join over to the NFL. Why? Because, you know what? For weeks, I even said it last week, I think. I made a bold prediction. I said, hey, Dallas will not sign Dak Prescott. Well, Jerry Jones heard the podcast, and he said, hey, Mitch, suck this. Watch this. So he turns around and gives him a four-year, $160 million contract. $66 million signing bonus, largest ever in NHL history. He also gave him $126 million guaranteed the moment he signs, another league record. So finally, Dak got the ring. Like, for years, we were joking how he was the Guma, how he's on the side. Do you feel better now, Dak? Now you got the ring. Now you got everything. Dallas fan, do you feel better? Like, for me, I feel like we talk too much about Dak Prescott. You know, and I truly believe that the reason we talk so much about him, Dimitri, is because he's on Dallas. If Dak Prescott played on any other team, we wouldn't be talking about Dak Prescott. Now, don't get me wrong. Do I like him as a quarterback? Yeah, I do. Do I think he's good? Yeah. Does he win? Sure. Is he as good as like Carson Wentz and Jeff Goff? Yeah, or Jared Goff, pardon me. Yeah, he is. But to be the highest paid player right now, to be given that contract as of right now, not highest paid, pardon me, but the highest, oh my goodness, the highest signing bonus and also the $126 million
guaranteed.
Man, why? But why? I just don't get why.
Mitch, you know what? It's funny because I got to give a shout out to Pittsburgh Taylor because everyone at the office when this happened was on side with it. Well, what else are you going to do? It's the hardest position in football. Where are you going to find another quarterback? And you know what? All valid arguments. And I get it. But how the heck do you give Patrick Mahomes type money to a guy who hasn't even done it? And you know what the problem is, Mitch, here? Dak Prescott had an O-line of a lifetime, couldn't get it done. Receivers, running backs. I mean, the tools are there. And if I hear one more time someone saying, well, Ezekiel Elliott isn't that great of a running back, shove it. Okay, so he's not the greatest running back of all time, but he's pretty damn good and he can do things on the field. Okay, so Dallas had everything, couldn't seal the deal. Okay, and here they go and they give him money. Dallas just can't get over themselves. Okay, they're in the spotlight all the time, they have to be in the spotlight, and they would be more than happy to sacrifice a championship at this point in time for team image and branding because they're the richest franchise in football, arguably, you know, in some sports, I say not all, but they are. Or actually, you know what, maybe they did hit number one after they built the stadium. But anyways, point being is why, Dallas? Why? Let a guy walk, take a couple hits for a year. Your fans deserve you just trying to make the playoffs and not doing it. Your fans actually deserve you taking a break for a couple years, rebuilding the right way and getting the job done. How that you just signed Kirk Cousins, and I hope you're happy.
You know what? I couldn't agree more. And here's my other point to it. Who just won the Super Bowl, Dimitri? Tom Brady for the seventh time. Why? Because the one thing that is Tom Brady more physically able than Dak Prescott? Hell no. Like, you know, they both probably have the same arm, like, strength right now at 43 versus a 27-year-old, mind you, as I'm getting through my little rant here. The big difference between Tom Brady and Dak Prescott and the rest of the NFL elite in quarterback position is simply this, that Tom Brady understands that to win the Super Bowl, you need absolute amazingness. You need great positional players, at least in almost in every position. You need a decent to good offensive line, if not elite. You need a good running back. You need good wide receivers. You need a good, strong defense. When everyone's good, it'll all work out. So by giving all that money to Dallas, what does that do? Well, Dallas's defense was one of the worst of all time last year. There's now no money to give to that defense that we all saw needed it. So what did you do? You gave money to Dak. You already have the wide receivers. You got the running back, and you got okay offensive line. They've kind of deteriorated over the last little while. The defense will suffer one more year. And then all that pressure goes back on Dak. Why didn't Dak win that game? If Dak was smart, he goes, hey, Jerry, give me 30, give me 35. Kind of like the Brady situation. Take the rest, go get us some linebackers. Go get us some defensive linemen. Go get us something. And then all of a sudden, the Dallas Cowboys are back in the playoffs. This is a guy, one last thing about Dak, he's been to the playoffs three times. He's won once. And he's getting that kind of money. Now, look, it's that day and age, right? Like, these guys get this kind of money. I get it. Right timing, all that stuff.
But right.
Guys, at the end of the day, Dak, why was this? It truly, now that I see that the money was signed, he was about to get 38 as a franchise. The way I look at it is, why for this year did you need to? Because next year, there's going to be another quarterback that's going to be up for free agent that's going to beat this record. Dallas, you made a mistake. There it is.
Mitch, I couldn't agree more. They absolutely made a mistake. And you know what? Let's just look at a couple things for a sec, okay? The Kansas City Chiefs, no secret, they got there 2 years in a row because they have an amazing quarterback, yes, but they have an amazing team, like you said. But let's look at some of the other players that have made the Super Bowls, and let's look at the quarterbacks behind them. You had Garoppolo with the San Francisco 49ers, okay? You've had a guy like Goff make it to the Super Bowl with the LA Rams. Okay, so do you see, like, you know, and Roster, I hope everyone's following me on this. You had a few years going further back, guys like Cam Newton and Matt Ryan getting to the Super Bowl. Why? Because they were okay, if not pretty good quarterbacks with great teams around them. Dallas, you did it again. You can't get over yourself. Your ego is way too big. And good job.
Yeah, seriously.
You know, especially in an NFC, we have Aaron Rodgers, Breeze for one more year, Brady for, you know, however long. You know what? I'm sorry, you guys. And then even then, what do you have on the other side? You got guys like Patrick Mahomes, Lamar Jackson. I mean, you know what? I'm sorry, Mitch. Not good.
I don't like it. Jerry, I expected better from you, Jerry. I expected you to stay tight and go, hey, Russell Wilson will take less money. That's what you should have did.
You know what they should have done? You know what I'm thinking? You know what they should have done? They should actually have just gone and, you know, get Sam Darnold from the New York Jets.
Oh yeah, absolutely. Darnold's saying, yeah, absolutely. You know what? It's not a – buddy, it's – there was – look, like I said, Mitch Trubisky. If Mitch Trubisky was the Dallas Cowboys quarterback, we'd be having the same discussion. That's what kind of bothers me about this whole
discussion. Totally.
That Dak Prescott is getting all this hype and getting all this money just because he got drafted by the Dallas Cowboys. That's it. That's simple. Dak's amazing.
Yeah.
Don't get me wrong. But Mitch's record is actually not as bad. And we all know what we think about the Mitch.
The Mitch, it's a good Mitch. We like the Mitch. Let's get off this. I'm sick of him. I'm sick of Dallas. I'm sick of Dak Prescott. And you know what? Can we go on strike?
We can. But what we can do before we go on strike is a little rapid banter. You ready, partner?
I'm ready. I like that. Great segue, by the way.
Thank you very much. Pepe Le Pew's gone. Who is now the creepiest cartoon character?
Foghorn Leghorn. Rapid banter.
Jeff Bezos, ex-wife, fourth richest woman in the world, might I add, just remarried a teacher, their kid's teacher at school. Smart move by her or smarter move by the teacher?
Smarter move by the teacher. That's for you, superfan Ryan. Rapid banter.
A space hotel is scheduled to open in 2027. Thoughts?
Marvin the Martian does exist. Rapid banter.
If you could steal one hockey skill from a current player, who and what would it be?
The backup goaltender of any team. Never play a game and make millions. Rapid banter.
Greece voted most beautiful country in the world. Yes or no?
Obviously. Rapid banter. And the men are good too.
Kyler Yamamoto fined maximum for his slew trip on the Flames player last week, $3,854.17. How did they get to that number?
I don't know, but just round up. Rapid banter.
17 cents.
Come on, you guys.
Make sure you collect that 17 cents at the end.
It's indexed for inflation.
Tom Wilson suspended again. 7 games for his hit on Brandon Carlo. Is he the dirtiest player in the NHL?
Next to Ric Flair. Rapid Woo. Banter. Yeah, he is, man. He is.
Last one.
He's so bad.
I told you this last week, and it's been bothering you, I know, ever since. The CDC issued possible zombie apocalypse. What's worse, zombie apocalypse or another year of COVID?
Oh, another year of COVID. Rapid banter.
I couldn't agree more. I mean,
yeah, the zombie apocalypse will make you at least go outside. You know what I mean? Like at least we could do stuff, like run away.
Get outside, get some air. Exactly. Run around.
Another year of COVID. That's in South Carolina, George. Really? Another year of COVID?
Another year of COVID for sure. You know what? Because the restrictions in South Carolina are like nothing. They're like, go ahead, go outside, kiss your sister. Like, who cares, right? Like, there's no difference in South Carolina. Who knows? George knows. George is the one telling me these stories. George doesn't have a sister. This is literally what happens down there. The siblings like each other. This is what happens out there.
Who are we to judge?
Speaking of cancel culture, like I said at the beginning of the podcast, Pepe Le Pew, he's gone. You know what? That made me think. I love my cartoons. I still watch them. You know what? Me and my son, we have a little bit of a bond. I kid you not. He drinks his milk and we watch a little Family Guy. That's what kind of dad he has. Even at 1.5 years old, that's what we're doing together.
So that's amazing.
Gosh, yeah, I like the thing. So, and he curls up on me. It's actually like the cutest thing in the world, man. So, I mean, it melts my heart. I got to be honest. And you know me, I don't have a heart. So it's a big thing.
You are heartless. I will give you that.
So with that being said, let's go through it. Who's got, like, let's just do the world a favor. They finally caught on to Pepe Le Pew's little game. Let's just go through a list of cartoon characters that are next on the list. Maga Malaka, you ready?
Okay. Like Maga, they should get axed, or Maga, they should stay?
Sure. Let's go like that. Sure.
Okay.
Let's do it like that. Boom. Let's start with the easy one. Mickey Mouse, Maga or Malaka?
Oh, Maga. You can't. You know what? He's untouchable. He's grandfathered in. He's a Maga.
So you think Mickey Mouse is basically the godfather of the cartoon characters?
There's no question.
Really?
Oh, yeah. He controls it.
All right, well, let's get to the next one. Then Minnie Mouse, Maga or Malaka?
You know what? I'm going to go Maga as well. I think they go hand in hand, and I really cute couple.
Quick question. I'm serious when I ask this question. Are they married? Has that ever been established, or are they just?
No, you're right. Sin? I think it's just.
I'm just curious. I don't know what I don't. And why don't they have any kids yet? Like, that's the other thing.
You know what, Mitch? Maybe they don't want to. And who are you to judge? Excuse me.
So wait a minute. It's okay for millions and millions of families and kids to come and hang out with them, but they don't want any of their own? That seems a little backwards to me, doesn't it?
You know what? On that, now you're striking a point. You know, maybe they have an open marriage.
Maybe.
You know, maybe they got the dog to save the marriage, you know, to save the relationship, i.e. Goofy. And then they said, look, you know what? Daisy Duck's looking pretty good. You know what? Hey, you never know in that world.
All right, from here, let's go. I was going to say Goofy, but we'll leave him for later. This guy, Donald Duck, Maga Malaka.
The guy's a Maga. You can't understand a word that he says, but he gets it done.
You know what? I got any guy that can spit at you and you still have respect for him while he's talking to you, hey, he's a Maga in my books too. I like this guy. He'd be horrible for COVID though. Horrible for COVID.
Horrible for COVID. No question. A walking bomb.
Let's change up the pace a little bit. A little Popeye, Maga or Malaka?
Malaka. Look, in my opinion, I get it. You got big forearms, but what about the rest of your body? You know, you got to train it all.
So true. I'm with you, Malaka, as well. Buddy,
and you know what else? There's no way spinach. There's no way that spinach gets you that jacked. Spinach, kids, is codes for steroids.
Yeah, I like that. From there, let's go to this guy. I've never understood this guy. Charlie Brown, Maga or Malaka?
Yeah, I got to go Malaka. Yeah. I don't know what the difference between him and Caillou is.
Can I ask?
Same person. Same person.
Same. Okay. So Charlie Brown, what's his special power? What does he do, this guy?
He doesn't do anything, man.
He's not funny. He wears the same clothes every day.
He's negative.
He's negative. He's always down on himself. His teacher, I don't know what language she's speaking. Like, I'm sorry. Charlie. Malaka. Oh. Yeah.
Sorry, man. Yeah, like, I don't know. Say something positive for once, man.
Now, here's a guy that everyone alludes to, especially the millennials and or, you know, let's say, yeah, the hipsters. Shaggy Rogers, which is Shaggy from what's that cartoon called? You know what I'm talking about, right? The one with the dog. What the hell? Snoopy. No, not Snoopy. Oh, my God. I forgot the fucking name of this cartoon. I didn't write it down. I feel horrible now. Cut this part. Sorry, you know who Shaggy is, right?
Scooby-Doo, man. Oh, no, not Scooby-Doo. Is it? Yeah. No, wait, was yeah, it? Yeah, is that what it is?
I never watched it. I never understood them, too. I never understood it.
I'd second guess myself. Look, I'm going to tell you two things. Malaka. Okay, big Malaka, because he was part of the problem. That guy got them in bigger messes than anything else. That and the fact that I think they all did acid.
So true. So true. Who wrote that? This is more embarrassing than the exploding. It's true. It's true. I apologize, guys. I fucked up on that one. That's my bad. Now, here's another one. Winnie the Pooh, MAGA or Malaka?
You know what? MAGA. He wanted to do the right thing. He was kind to people. And just the guy wanted a little bit of honey. You know what I mean? Just want a little bit of honey.
Now, here's one for you. I like this guy, but I don't like...
Sorry to cut you off. Speaking of pessimists and negatives, could you imagine a cartoon with Eeyore and Charlie Brown? Holy smokes, kill myself.
Not a good one. Not a good one. Blech. That one, not good. How about Elmer Fudd, MAGA or Malaka?
From one hunter to another, the guy's a Malaka. How many chances do you have to kill a rabbit and you can't get it done? Shoot yourself.
All right, two more. Here we go. Lola, who is Bugs Bunny's gomina or girlfriend. Again, I don't know the relationship status. I'm still trying to figure it out. Lola, MAGA or Malaka?
Malaka. She didn't do anything.
Right. Yeah, South Carolina,
George. What do you say? Read the chat. I can't say that out loud.
Now, here's another one for you. I'm going to... And then let's go to her boyfriend Bugs Bunny, MAGA or Malaka.
You know what? Maybe I jumped the gun when I said that Mickey Mouse was the Archon, the top dog. But then again, at the same time, I do think he is. But if there's a 1B, it's Bugs Bunny. The guy's a MAGA.
Okay, quick question: Who would win in a barbed wire exploding match? Bugs Bunny or Mickey Mouse?
Bugs Bunny.
I think so too. I think I think so too. Last one. Let's get everyone's been waiting for it. I know it. You know it. Jessica Rabbit, MAGA or Malaka?
Oh, MAGA. Are you kidding? I still have dreams about that woman.
It's God, best, right?
The best. The best, man.
Like, be honest. Is that the first time you probably, you know, for a cartoon?
No, you sick. You sick. Fuck no.
Well, this MAGA Malaka went off the rails this week. I apologize.
That would like be getting turned on from a movie like Basketball. That's just weird. This is getting out of hand. This is getting. We got to bitch. We got to.
So, with that being said, episode 156 in the books. There it is.
Oh man, apparently the last episode that we're ever going to record. But hey, I'll tell you what, we had a great time doing it. And if you want to understand what a great time is outside of Jessica Rabbit, it's at RLRT Podcast on Instagram and Twitter. It's Real Locker Room Talk on Facebook and YouTube. And of course, to stream this podcast, it is on Podbean, Spotify, and iTunes. And again, like, you can hear it each and every week. I mean, half the time we're laughing from the chat group. If we're not getting a wrestling roundup or some calls from the boys here, thank you so much always for attending, you guys. We appreciate the support. Roster, we appreciate the support when you're downloading and listening. Share it to a friend. Tell everyone. But look, episode 156, we got to shove it in the locker along with this dirty, dirty chat group that's happening here. Highlight of my night, George.
So worth it. Like,
highlight of my night.
Forget the podcast. Put us on mute and just watch this podcast.
Oh, man. But yeah, we got to shove it in the locker because we do have to hit the showers.
All right. See you later, guys.
See you, guys.
Man, I'm telling
Holy
you,
shit, man. George, you crushed me, man. I wasn't expecting that. I looked down on the chat. I'm dying. It's so good. It was so good.
No, but seriously, so if Mickey Mouse would lose the Bugs Bunny in the barbed wire,
yeah, he would.
Bunny, the Bugs Bunny is the godfather of
No, he just means he's the toughest. I say he's the 1B, but it's Mickey Mouse, right? Like, Mickey Mouse is you got to think, right? Mickey's also in every childhood room, every childhood toy. You got Disneyland with Mickey. Like, Mickey's everywhere, right? Like, he really is the man.
Last question, and then we'll move on. Marge or Lois? Who do you go for?
Yeah, no, it's Lois. Yeah.
Really?
Definitely Lois.
Have you ever seen Marge with the hair down? Marge is not bad.
I just don't think she's got enough moves in her repertoire. I think, you know.
Hey, you know what's funny? Both girls are are down with the fat guys. That was the other thing. They're chubby chasers, both of them. I like it.
So then we have a chance, is what you're saying.
Well, you do, anyways. Fair enough.
Yeah, I agree, Superfan Ryan. Yeah, that's my sentiment. So boring. So boring.
No, you think that, buddy. I disagree. Remember the Mr. Plow? Yeah, the Mr. Plow. That's my name.
One more time. It's Mr. Plow.
All right, guys. Have a great week.
Oh, too funny.
Thanks for jumping on. And next week, I hope you guys come with some wrestling questions, and or, you know what, if you guys want to rant us something on wrestling next week, say it up. Let's do it. Let's get you guys on.
Yeah, absolutely. No, I like that wrestling round a bit. Thanks a lot, guys. We'll see you next week.
See you later, guys.